Sagen aber da kein Thema mit dem Bab. Misha ihr Base ist Samach le Beit Avodah Zarah ben Afa. Afel Ibnosa. Somebody whose house was attached to a Beit Avodah Zarah, and the wall that divided his house and the Beit Avodah Zarah fell down, he's not allowed to rebuild the wall. And by virtue of rebuilding the wall, he's benefiting the Beit Avodah Zarah. This wall is used by the Beit Avodah Zarah also, and he's not allowed to benefit in Avodah Zarah. Kesed Yafes, so what should he do? Konef betog shalo arba amos ubona. He should bring the wall in four amos into his property, and then he can rebuild the wall, and that way he's not benefiting the Beit HaVodah Zarah. This wall will no longer be used as the wall of the Beit HaVodah Zarah. Now he cannot leave those four amos empty, as in that case he's giving an extra four amos to the Beit HaVodah Zarah. Instead, he should use those four amos to the bathroom. Ayo shalom b'shavodah zarah, nido mechza mechza. If half the space in which the wall was originally built belongs to him, and half belongs to that HaVodah Zarah, then he can start counting the four amos in which he brings his wall in, from the halfway mark in which the wall used to be. Avonav Eitzav Ba'afro Mitamen Gesheret Shenemar Shake Tishakseno. The stones, wood, and dirt which made up the wall is tame like a sheret. The pasuk says that Avodah Zarah should be disgusting to you like a sheket, like a sheret. And therefore the wall of Avodah Zarah is also tame like a sheret. And a sheret is tame b'maga, by touching it, and not b'masa, not by carrying it. And all the stones and wood and dirt which made up the wall of Tamei Kesheret, even though half of it belonged to himself, since we have no way of knowing which ones of the stones, wood, and dirt belong to him and which ones belong to the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kenido. Rabbi Akiva says that Avodah Zarah is Tamei like a Nido. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, Tizraim Kamo Dova. You should scatter an Avodah Zarah like we distance ourselves from a Nido. Say Tomerlo. You should say to an Avodah Zarah, get out. Ma Nido Metama B'masa. Apa Vodazara, Matama Bamasa. Just like Anita is Tame Bamasa, so too an Avodazara is Tame Bamasa. So Rabbi Kiva is more mafra by an Avodazara than the Tanakama. The Tanakama says that Avodazara has a din like a sheret, which is Tame Bamaga, not Bamasa, while Rabbi Kiva holds that an Avodazara is Tame like Anita, which is Tame Bamasa. Now, even though according to the Tanakama, Avodazara is compared to a sheret, but it does have a kula which sheret does not have. As a sheret is tame b'kadasha, the size of a lentil to be tame, but an Avodah Zarah is only tame b'kizayit, like a maid. The second Avodah Zarah, Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Shlosha Batim Heim. There are three types of houses as far as Dine Avodah Zarah. Ba'yesh Abanei Mitchila L'Avodah Zarah, Harei Zeh Asur. A house that was built originally al das to worship the house of an Avodah Zarah, the house is Asur Ba'ana. Sidui V'kiroi L'Avodah Zarah V'chidesh. No Tomash Achidesh. After the house was built, it was painted or designed with Shema Avodah Zarah, or it was refurbished with Shema Avodah Zarah, then the part that was added onto the house has to be removed, and the rest of the house is mutter. Hichnes l'tocha Avodah Zarah v'otziyah. Hareza mutter. If an Avodah Zarah is brought into a house and afterwards removed, after the Avodah Zarah is removed, the house is mutter. The house itself was not worshipped, only the Avodah Zarah inside of it. Shalosh avanim heim. There are three stones as far as Dine Avodah Zarah is concerned. Even shechatzba mitchilu lebimus, harezu asur. A stone that was quarried adas to make it into a base for an Avodah Zarah, and the base was going to be worshipped along with the Avodah Zarah itself, in such a case, the stone is also ba'ana. Sidoi v'kira l'shem Avodah Zarah v'chidesh, no tomash achidesh. If after the stone was quarried, it was painted and designed l'shem Avodah Zarah, or something was added onto the stone l'shem Avodah Zarah, then what was added on has to be removed, and the stone itself is mutter. Hemet ala Avodah Zarah v'silka, harezu mutaris. If an Avodah Zarah was put on top of the stone, and afterwards removed, after the Avodah Zarah is removed, the stone is mutter, since the stone itself is not worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. Shalosh asheros, and there are three types of asheros. Ilan shanato mitchila l'shem Avodah Zarah, harezu also. A tree that was planted originally al das to worship the tree as an Avodah Zarah, the tree is also ba'ana. Gido upislo l'shem Avodah Zarah. If after a tree was planted, part of it was cut down, and the part that was remaining, they smoothed down. Adat, what regrows afterwards, would be worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, behechlep, and the tree regrew. Noto mashehechlep. The part that regrew has to be removed, and the rest of the tree is mutter. Hemet tachtav Avodah Zarah ubitla. Hareza mutter. If after a tree is planted, an Avodah Zarah was put under the tree, and afterwards the guy was mevatel the Avodah Zarah, he annulled the Avodah Zarah, the tree would then be mutter. Eze hi asherah, kol sheyesh tachta Avodah Zarah.
a tree that has underneath it an avodah zarah is considered an asherah. And that which we just said, that a tree that avodah zarah was put underneath it, and avodah zarah was mispato is mutter, that's only after they were mabato the avodah zarah. But kol zman the avodah zarah is under the tree is also, the tree would be considered an asherah. Rabbi Shimon Aimer kosha ovdenosa. Rabbi Shimon argues, he says, that only if they are worshipping the actual tree would the tree become an asherah, as opposed to if there's an avodah zarah underneath the tree itself would not become asher, since they are not worshipping the tree. Umaisa betzidon be'ilan shahayu ovdenoso umaso tachtov gal. There was a maisa in a place called Sidon, about a tree that they were worshipping it, and they found underneath the tree a pile of stones. Amar lahem Rabbi Shimon bitku es agal zeh. Rabbi Shimon said to them, check out this pile of stones. Ubadku, and they checked it out. Umasu bo tzura. They found in the pile a tzura, an idol, that was an avodah zarah. Amar lahem, Rabbi Shimon said to them, hayo v'la tzura hein ovdim, since they are worshipping this idol, nater lahem es ha'ilon, we could be mocked to the Elon would not be also by no, as they are not worshipping the tree, they are worshipping the idol, and even though the idol was put underneath the tree, that would not answer the tree, according to Rabbi Shimon.